Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Phone lines are open. Are y'all seeing what's going on? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I've been listening to black people all day. I've been out all day. Feeling kind of unsafe, as a matter of fact, because, you know, they're blaming this on the Proud Boys. There's some Proud Boys up there on Capitol Hill. You know, it's just amazing how many people are so steeped in racial bias and bigotry and hatred. It's not even, you can't even, it's at a point, it's, the scale is tipped. You can't even really blame just white people. You know, it's like black people have become so racist. You know, they racist now. Black people are racist now. They like racist. They have. They become racist. Because, you know, I look at racism when you just hate somebody for no reason. That's what I mean when I say it. You know, you just hate another race for no reason. You know, like you don't even know. Phone lines are open. Somebody want to hit, you got to hit one if you want to ask a question. I'm just going to let y'all talk today because I always talk. You have 2 minutes to make a comment. I ain't going to hold no long-ass, drawn-out conversation with you today because time is of the essence. I'm pressed for time. And I'm going to try to get as many people on this phone as I can. So you call in. Call in number is 563-999-3625. I want you to know, I want you to tell me if you think the election was stolen or not, your views on what is currently happening in this country. Okay, because in my opinion, you know, y'all know what I've said about this. With all the evidence, I've been watching the Senate hearings for the last, it's like black people don't even watch the Senate hearings. They just say, I wasn't no evidence that the election was stolen. Like, where have you been? It's a reason why they are rushing Capitol Hill. Like, what? Just because they didn't show it on CNN, so you think there's no evidence because CNN told you that? You know how much evidence has been presented? I mean, it's overwhelming amounts of evidence that has been presented of election fraud. And if you don't know about it, then your head has been in a cloud somewhere and you haven't been paying attention. However, I'm going to let y'all call in and talk. Number is... Let me get y'all up and everything. Get ready to take it. It's a whole bunch of people. Y'all, I'm going to get to everybody. Don't you worry. All right. Let's see what we got here. That's not it. That's not it. There we go. All right. We ready to go? Everybody in? Let's get ready to rumble. Where are we going to start at first? Remember the rules, all right? I'm going to be talking, try to hold a conversation with me. Ask me about your count and all that shit. Get to it. I'm starting in New York first. 917-9829. You're on the line. What's on your mind? You're on the air. What do you think about what's going on?
All right, you ready to go? Hello?
Yeah, your line is open, sister. How you doing today?
Oh, my God. I'm the first one. How are you, Yusuf? This is Roxanne.
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
Roxanne Scrivens. Okay. I've been watching this whole thing. I'm going to be very brief. This was long in the making. Trump has more supporters than people want to recognize and acknowledge.
That's right.
And I felt this was going to come to a head. And I felt that today was going to be a blow up. And it just unfolded before our eyes. I still think that although everybody's going to blame him, I still think he has a chance. Because at this point, he may have to call martial law. I don't know what he's going to have to do. But on the 20th, I don't think nobody's going in until this thing gets – I'm hoping – okay, that's just my
point. I'm inclined to believe that the Republicans set all this up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm, you know, it's like, hey, okay.
It's good. It's a good
one. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, good one. Yeah. You're good. Yeah, good
it's
one.
A,
I do. So I'm
it's
looking
a good
at it.
One.
I'm like, you know, they might just be acting like, you know, hey, Pence acting like, because it's just the timing of it. Right before they get ready to announce it, Oh, they rushed the White House. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, we got to put this on hold.
Yes.
I thought it was very interesting. But it looked like it's going to get real serious.
And, you know, they're not going to hurt any other way. So, hey, that's just my thought on it. And that's it. I'll give someone else a chance. I don't want to hold a line. I just wanted to let you know my thoughts on it. And I've been watching.
All right. Thank you, sis.
I've been listening to you. And I appreciate I've been you know, posting all of your information to people who are asleep. And I've lost a lot of friends over it, but I don't care. I want the truth to be heard. Thanks a lot for all your work. God bless.
I appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it. God bless you. All right, let's go over to Texas real quick. Texas, you're on the line. What's on your mind? What is this?
This me, brother?
Yep, Texas. That's you, brother. You on?
My man. Hey, I'm calling from Houston, Texas, bro. Shout out to Texas. I've been watching you for a long, long time, brother. You got me reading again. I done bought up 200 books. Time to go ahead and get straight to the point. Appreciate you, man, for your knowledge. You dropped that game. You dropped the sauce. Fuck what everybody is talking about. Everything you be saying, I be fact-checking because you say go fact-check. And, man, this shit was prophesied by you. Shit, goddamn, Nation of Islam prophesied this shit, the fall of America. This is literally prophecy falling before our eyes. And it's crazy that it just... The shit is seen like a movie, but the shit is a movie, but it's real life. And like I said, you done kept me on the right track, on the straight and narrow, and I thank you oh so much for all the knowledge you got me. You got me on track, and you got me woke. I'd be out here at work looking at everybody just grinning, because I'd be like, man, I'm trying to tell y'all. I told you, but you ain't gonna listen.
All right, brother. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate the comment, brother. Appreciate that. Peace, God.
All right, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's go over to, keep it moving, y'all. I appreciate the comment, calling in, what y'all think about what's going on with what is happening right now. Let's go over to, where we going now? Area code, what is this? 704-3381, you're on the line. Yeah, you're on.
Hey,
how you doing?
How you doing? Hi, I'm fine.
All right.
Okay, I'm saying yes. I do think this election was stolen. And I just can't understand how a bunch of our people is so blind and want a pedophile to be in office.
Well, they say that's conspiracy theory.
There's no conspiracies if it's the truth.
Hey, I agree with you. You know, I looked at all the information that was put out. I couldn't understand it either. You know, I've been called you supporting white supremacy, Yusuf. You know, old cracker lover. Nah, what it is, y'all. I love my people. You don't understand what you doing. You know, so, you know, I'm getting called all kind of names and everything. Well, I'm letting y'all talk today because I want people to understand.
All day, you know, all day at work, they was like, oh, poor Lana. You hear about Trump, and you hear about Trump. I said, yeah, I hear it, and I see it. But do you? I don't think you do. But anyway, But yes, I think this election was stolen, but I don't think it's going to go to fruition like they think it's going to go to fruition. That's what I think.
I don't think so either. We're going to see. Trump hasn't never conceded the election. He has all of the special forces on standby. I don't know. These people just thought Trump was going to go quietly into the night. But you know, they got CNN's attention. CNN wouldn't put any of this on television, but now they airing and broadcasting everything now.
Exactly, because they ain't got no other choice because they're all going down. They don't have no other choice. He ain't going nowhere. That's just the bottom line. And
interesting.
It's very interesting. And I just can't wait to see it unfold because I'll just be sitting here sipping my tea. But I appreciate you, brother. And I'm telling you,
I appreciate you too.
Yes. And I just like all your work. I would watch you all. So I'm not going to keep you, but thank you for taking the call.
All right. Thank you, sister. Appreciate it. All right. Let's go over to Georgia real quick. Georgia, 678-4837. You're on the line. What's on your mind?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Georgia.
Oh, yes. It's Melvin from Atlanta. What's going on, brother?
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, what's going on, brother? You on the...
Do I think it was voter fraud? I definitely do. My girl, her aunt went to go participate in the election on the 5th. And when she went in, she's from Clark County, born and raised, been there her whole life, voted there her whole life. They found out that she had voted in Fairburn in Fulton County. But she doesn't live in Fulton County. She ain't never been to Fulton County. And so that, to me, that showed me personally in my personal life that there's a fraud.
Exactly, and that's what they were bringing out. I just got through listening to them present the evidence at the Senate hearing. They were saying, "Look, we had over like 15,000 dead people who voted. We got these addresses. How they switched up the addresses? All the fake addresses. They made sure they were in." Neighborhoods that had, gated neighborhoods and everything, so you couldn't get in the neighborhood to check the address. I mean, it was a very, very elaborate scheme, and I don't think that they thought that people would do the requisite research to find out and uncover all of this voter fraud, and the fraud is so overwhelming that they had to react like this. And if you are out there listening to me or looking at this show and you don't think there was any voter fraud in this election, I can almost guarantee that the only news media outlet that you've been listening to is CNN or Fox News or something to that effect, one of the mainstream media channels. Because everywhere else is all over the news media. There's affidavits, thousands of people. Hell, they got all the people who made their own videos on YouTube. I'm telling you about the fraud, but you're is not getting any coverage from CNN. And this is what they mean when they say they're trying to cover it up. So they had to go to this extent to get your attention so you would pay attention to what is going on. Go ahead, brother, and speak your piece. I don't want to take
it. Am I done?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to add, I appreciate you and all the other people that, you know, take a stance and really, you know, we're the real citizens. We're the real body. We're the real republic. And we're the ones that have to make a difference. We're the ones that have to take a stand and make a change with whatever means that we have to. If it's participating in the elections or exposing the fraud for what it is, do your diligence as a citizen and participate. And I just wanted to say, I feel like this is a reflection of, like, the Civil War. Like, we're going back. Like, I feel like, you know, we're back into Civil War times where they're trying to divide the nation into, like, and make it a civil war, everybody.
And that's what we need to look at. Who are the people who are trying to divide it? Because if it is a divide and conquer strategy, well, who is it trying to divide the country? Something we need to look at. Something we need to pay attention to.
But I appreciate the time, bro.
All right. You're welcome, brother. Let me take another call. Let me go over to Georgia, 770. 0033, you're on the line. What's going on? Your mic's open, brother.
Hey,
what
hey,
about what's going on?
Peace to the God. Yes, sir.
Peace to the God.
Man.
What's happening?
You said, was the election stolen? Right. It was hijacked. Okay? The election was hijacked. I mean, for a lack of choice of words. But, you know, man, I can't even get on Facebook because I tried to go on Facebook today, but I guess the people that's my family and my friends and stuff like that, they so blind, I can't take it. So I had to get off Facebook. Can't do Facebook. So, but anyway, it's been hijacked. I thought Pence was going, you know what I'm saying? He act like he was going to actually step up and actually do something, but he tucked his tail for whatever reason. Donald Trump just got a lot of swamp creatures around him, and like the
hey
the,
man,
the last...
he got Republicans just straight up traitors. I mean, all the traitors have been brought to the forefront. I mean, if anyone does any kind of any kind of cursory examination into this particular matter, what you're going to find out, it's going to be very apparent who the traitors to your country are. And, you know, I don't know if they got – sometimes they say they put something on them, like they may have slept with a man or an underage
right.
Girl or something to that effect, and they're holding
right.
it over their head, and they're forcing them to do this stuff.
You're right, because I heard something even about – you know, I'm here in Georgia. I heard something about Kemp, the governor. You know, he started to switch sides all of a sudden. But it was I heard that his daughter boyfriend got killed. So that's you know what I'm saying. That you can Google it, it pop right up. But it wasn't on the media, of course. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that was
and that's
of,
what it
that
is. That's what it is.
Too.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Stuff like that. You'd be like, man, why Kemp all of a sudden? He helped Kemp, you know, he been helping everybody down here in Georgia on the Republican side. And all of a sudden Kemp tucked his tail. Everybody tucking their tail. You know, all the people that really he really need the help from is tucking their tail. So, you know, but we as a people, though, we need to step back away from all this stuff. We need to get ourselves together. You know, I'm only really rocking with Trump because I knew from day one in 2016 that he wasn't one of them.
Right.
That, what do y'all have to lose? I put that on Facebook, boy. I lost so many family. My family went in. They went in on me like they was like I said. So I'm like, man, the man is right. Who did something for us?
He's right.
Who? Who did something for us?
They ain't did nothing for him. They ain't
exactly.
did the Democratic Party ain't did nothing for him. It is like
exactly.
it's so incredible. It's like it's just like man trying to talk to him. It's like they under a spell or something, man. Either you try to talk common sense to him, and it's just like they just. You know, hey, said, so well, they gonna steal your baby. They having pedophiles. I don't care. He locked up. You know, they signed a crime bill, locking up black men left and right. I don't care. Kamala Harris, you know, she flipped on him. Like, I don't care. You know, it's just everything is like, I just don't like Trump. I just don't like Trump. I just don't like
exactly.
Trump. It's like, God.
Exactly. They can't tell you why. Although they all
and
love
they can't
him
tell you why.
He ran for president. They all love
they
him
can't
before
tell
he ran
you
for
why.
President. Exactly.
They
but
was
I'm glad
all
you brought
cool
up that.
With Trump. Trump was one of the coolest men in America before he ran for president. All you black people out there, Trump never got accused of being a racist. He was down with the hip-hop community. He was down with everybody. And all of a sudden, y'all start bringing out stuff talking about the Central Park Five, some shit happened 30 years ago. And I went over that. I didn't see what y'all were talking about with that.
Exactly.
He was speaking for all races. He wasn't just speaking for white people. You see, for black, white, Chinese, when you kill someone, okay, you're deserving of the death penalty. This is in your Bible.
And
it's
and
in
the
your
irony,
Bible.
Exactly. And the irony of all of this is that Biden was the Ku Klux Klan member. You know what I'm saying? He was the Ku Klux Klan member.
And I told my homeboy, I said, well, you know, what about this thing is Biden and this China collusion? I don't care about China. It's Russia. You know, Trump and Russia, you know, he said, I don't care about that. And then I said, I asked him a question. I said, What about the babies, the abortions, killing all the babies? And this fool said, some of these babies need to be killed. And I hung up the phone on them. I couldn't talk to them no more.
You see that?
They,
you know.
I mean, it's just like, it's to the level where, you know, you just feel like you hate Trump so much. You know, fuck the babies too.
And the stuff.
And there's people out there who think that.
The stuff that's on the laptop, we ain't even talking about who he actually having sex with on the laptop, okay? And the underage girl and all them contracts and stuff. All that information is on that laptop, bro. And they acting like this is disinformation or something. The information is out there. What are y'all talking about? You know? But everybody that's supposed to hold these people accountable, they all in on it. That's the problem that we have. They all in on it.
They all in on it. They all in on it. And you can see it's so blatant that they can't hide it. And this is what has caused these people to uproar like this. Hey, look, brother, I'm short on time today. I'm going to have to get to the next call.
Peace, peace.
But I appreciate your call, okay?
Thank you. All the time. All right. Okay. All right, peace.
All right, bro. Let's go to the next call. Area code 304. You're on the line. What's on your mind? 304 area code. Your mic is open. What do you think about this situation? West Virginia. Oops, sorry. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry, West Virginia. I got you now.
Now you
304, West Virginia.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You got you. I'm sorry. It was on me. It was on me. I didn't have the mic open. You open.
I said peace to the God. Peace to the God. I just want to say real quick, thank you for everything you do. Absolutely. We know the election was stolen. It's clear as day. Simple research will tell you everything you need to know. Our people, for some reason, I just don't know if we don't want to research or we just don't want to believe what we see in our eyes or we just so committed to the Democratic Party. Just like the other previous callers, man, I've lost a bunch of friends listening to you and showing them the research, and I just don't get it. So I'm just at a loss for words, man. I'm done with them. But it's just, like I said, man, I don't know what
I can't understand. I can't understand it either, man.
Man, I've tried it, yo. I've tried it. I've tried it. I've even tried it with the vaccine thing. I mean, I got somebody personally that I know, man, it's a nurse practitioner, took the vaccine on Sunday, ended up getting coronavirus on Tuesday. Took the vaccine, the first part of the vaccine on Sunday, and got it on Tuesday. I've been telling her, don't take it. They wouldn't even make it mandatory. She still took it. I just gave up, man. I give up on them, man. I give up on them. I've lost all hope for the people, man. At least, I mean, I'm out here riding by myself. Nobody don't listen no more.
Nobody's going to listen. I'm even of the mindset that, man, I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know, man. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's like.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I've tried with my parents. I've tried with my brother. I've tried with my close friends. They look at me like I'm a fool. Like, you know, like I say, I get called a conspiracy theory. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, I mean, you just start. I'm just like, man, it's right there. I look it up real simple. Joe Biden. All you can do is look him up. You can see where he talked at the funeral of what's the guy he talked about at the funeral of the known racist of the KKK member here in West Virginia. I can't even think of his name right now. But he talked at the funeral, talking about he was a great leader and a great man. Simple. I mean, it's you can type it in Google like right now and show it. Still don't believe it. I showed him the little thing which he had on Instagram. They don't believe none of that stuff. I said, man, y'all crazy, man. I gave up on him. I gave up on him. If y'all believe it, y'all get exactly what y'all get, and I'm done with it. I'm just done with it, man. But it's easy, like I said. I ain't going to hold the line up, man, but it's real easy to see. It's clear as day, man, clear as day. Just like when you go outside and the sky's blue during the daytime, it's that clear to me, man. And for some reason, it's our people. I'm black, by the way. I'm black. It's our people, for some reason. Either we don't want to see it or we can't see. I don't know why we don't want to see it, but we just lost, man. We just lost. And I don't know what else to do, man. I really don't. So I listen to you all the time. I thank you for everything you do. I'm always going to support you. Man, drop that Cash App in the comments, man, so, you know, make these haters mad. And I can donate to you, man. But I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, bro. All right. Let me go back to the phone line. 512-5551. You're on the line.
All right. Peace to the guys. What's going on, you sir?
What's going on, man? What's
Hello?
Going on?
Hey.
I'm here. Loud and clear.
Just like everybody else. hey, just like everybody else, yes, it was the election was definitely stolen. But the hypocrisy is what's killing me the most, and the traitors and all this stuff that I'm seeing. Like, I saw a report earlier today where Pence was backpedaling all of a sudden, saying he doesn't have a leg to stand on as far as overturning the election. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. He said he don't have the power, the constitutional power to do it.
Right. So I was just like, wow, I guess this thing really is going to happen. But in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there thinking, well, the best way to start a whole new world order, if you want to call it that, is you have to have the old one burned down. And I guess that's what we're seeing right now with this possible civil war or changing of the guard that we're seeing right now.
I think it's going to. I do think it's going to be a. Hey, everybody's talking about civil war. I think a civil war is on the horizon.
And then even with that being said, just like all the other callers, I'm another person. I'm a nurse. Lost many of friends and stuff talking about these vaccines and everything else, and how people just don't want to listen. And then even when you present them with facts, for example, one of the previous callers was talking about how Trump was like, hey, what you got to lose? You don't have nothing. They ain't give you nothing. What you got to lose? Put your vote in me. Black folks lost their mind. But when Joe Biden got out there and said, if you vote for the other guy, you're not black. And everybody was out there with their buttermilk biscuits and their tap dance shoes out there, explaining for this man, oh, he didn't mean it like that. And these fools still went and voted for him.
Why do they hate him so much? I mean, it's like I couldn't, for the life of me, I could not understand why they hate Trump to the point of just totally just being oblivious to anything. Hey, look, brother. I'm going to have to my phone line is about to cut off. I got to get off the line right now.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, let me tell y'all something, y'all. I didn't know we had another shift change coming in. The show is going to keep going. Right now I'm setting up another call-in number for you, okay? So y'all need to hang up off of this number if you're listening on Blog Talk. I'm going to hang up on Blog Talk. Go over to YouTube. And look, and I'm gonna post a new number for y'all to call in. So y'all can call in. We can keep this going, all right? All right, peace to the guys. We're going to go in just a second.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.